The Sokol Physical Exercise Organization, founded in 1862 during the Czech National Revival, is one of the oldest associations of its type in the world. Plans have just been announced for the 14th Všesokolský slet, or All Sokol Meeting, a gigantic gathering which takes place every 6 years. 18,000 people are due to take part in the 2006 slet, which is being held in the first week of July at the Evžen Rošický Stadium in Prague's Strahov. The modern era of Sokol began with its revival after the fall of communism. Ian Willoughby spoke to the organization's Dr. Vladimír Dostál and asked him what shape it is in today.
Now we are talking, 15 or 16 years after the Velvet Revolution, so Sokol is now very popular and I think one of the greatest sports and sports for all organization. We mustn't forget that it's also a cultural organization. At this time we have approximately 200,000 our members.
Around a tenth of them, about 20,000 people, are going to participate in July in the Sokol slet or meeting. How often is the slet held and how important is it to the movement?
Traditionally, the slets are organized or have been organized in six-year periods. The last one was held in 2000. Now, in 2006, we organized the 14th one. Well, we are talking about a great mass of our members. We mustn't forget the rest of those who don't participate. But anyway, it's a certain milestone in our movement. Thousands of our gymnasts are preparing not only for the sled at Strahov, but for a regional, district and other smaller sleds which will be held before the sled in at Strahov.
A couple of years ago I went to the London Sokol and I'm interested how many branches of Sokol are there outside the Czech Republic and how many members are you expecting to come here in July for the next meeting or sled?
Well, we expect quite good participation from abroad, mainly from the Sokols, from the states with the traditional Sokol organizations. I'm talking about American Sokols, Canadian Sokols, as well as from the Western Europe, namely Sokol Paris, Sokol Wien, and Serbian and, for example, Slovenian Sokol. Well, besides that, we expect the participants from non-Sokol countries, as, for example, Spain, Portugal, Brazil, and many others.
Sokol has been in existence for almost 150 years. What does the future hold for the organization, and is there enough interest from young people today to sustain the movement?
Also, general public sometimes think that Sokol is only a traditional movement for older people, for seniors. The reality is rather different. We have, I don't know exactly the percentage, but great percentage of our members are youngsters, is youth.
That was Ian Willoughby talking to Sokol's Dr. Vladimír Dostál. And you can find a link for the Sokol website with information in English about July slet on our website at www.radio.cz.